Hello, my dear. Happy welcome to this greatest global meeting, specifically designed for you, wisdom. As you know, scientists find out that we could use just 5% of our potential because another 5 is came from God. And this is all our meetings about. We mobilize heavenly world with our global prayer chain to empower you and give greatest wisdom as the Solomon and all other Jesus and others, as is recorded in the Bible and all holy scriptures, that, you know, all scientists, they receive some revelations. Someone like Newton receive an apple from the hand, head, and other receive the Mendeleev table of and chemical elements, and all of this, you know, you can receive all of this revelation in a new area, a new business, a new organization. Just came to our meetings and watch this video till the end. As we are on this global prayer chain for all Edvino Plus people, from simple people to presidents, to join at 7 p.m. at the local time, to receive greatest blessing, salvation, abundance, wisdom, to not fight, but live peace, build substantial peace by 2027, United People Organization. This is our mission. And we are working daily already 952nd meeting a row. You receive all of this blessing just watching this video. Subscribe the channel, share this message to billions. More about us below the video. Turn on suggestion playlist and listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7. Let's go with powerful music, powerful words of God, the quotes, and powerful prayers, global investment, global and even universal blessing, as the spiritualist said that at our meetings, coming billions of spirits to pray together with us, and let them pray, let them help you. Enjoy, rejoice, good music, sing along. Thank you. So powerful music. Okay, let me go with the quotes for today. As these meetings are in direct presence of God, So we want you to experience God in your life, in your family, community, country, the world, and rejoice together. So let's read the words of God from Messiah's Incoming. These are the latest words of the Messiah's Incoming, words of God. So let's see what God wants to teach us today, how to practice to lead a happy life full of love. Had Adam and Eve not fallen, God would have blessed them in marriage, and they would have had children. They would have created a family that brought joy to God, and it would have expanded to create a tribe and people. It would have further expanded to become a world based of Godism, which is also Adamism. Everything in that world would have been Adam-centered. Adam's ideology would have prevailed, as would his viewpoints of the universe, on the cosmos, and on life. The five races of humankind would have lived in harmony. Skin color depends on the environment, and there will have been no problem between people of different races. Then how is it that we have come to have so many different languages? Heaven divided them after the fall of the first ancestors. What would the original world be like? No evil would dwell in that world. It would be an eternal and unified world where people would be completely free from evil, surrounded by overflowing original love. They will sing of happiness forever. Has anyone ever lived in such a place? Not even one person has set foot there, though many people have pursued such a world throughout history. It has not yet appeared on earth. Many have described that world in words, but no one of them succeeded in making it reality. And this was in 1967, and already Messiah's Incoming built the heavenly kingdom. Just remain to inherit a new life in your family, community, country, the world. Let's see how world is blessed by God today by the prayers. Let's first invite Manuel Mook to say a powerful prayer for peace. Manuel, happy welcome. Please pray for peace 2027 and wisdom. Happy welcome.
Thank you so much. Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you very good.
Thank you. I'm going to pray in my mother tongue.
Amen. Yeah, it's good. You can speak in any language, even angel language. Everyone is welcome.
Okay. Our gracious Father, we thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. We thank you, Father, for meeting us again. We thank you, Father, for bringing us, being in peaceful countries. We thank you, Father, for the messages of peace. We want the message of peace to be implemented. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So powerful prayer. Thank you so very much. Good prayer. Let's go with Omar. Omar Diallo, can you pray now? Happy welcome. Omar? Or speak for peace 2027. We can't hear you.
Okay. Là, je vous parle depuis Guinée-Conakry. Oui, je parle en français.
Yeah, parlez en français. Si pray français. Pray to God français. To Dieu.
Ok. Donc, moi, ce que je veux dire, je n'ai pas beaucoup de choses à dire. C'est toujours, on va tous se donner les mains et faire une campagne de sensibilisation pour la lutte contre le réchauffement climatique. Surtout pratiquement en Guinée ici. Il faut beaucoup de sensibilisation puisque ici l'État ne fait pas beaucoup d'efforts dans le cadre de lutte contre le réchauffement climatique. Et aujourd'hui, on voit les sociétés minières qui exploitent sans faire le reboisement. Donc, il faut franchement aujourd'hui beaucoup de sensibilisation. Merci à toutes. Donc, à tout à l'heure. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, merci beaucoup. So powerful work for the society. Okay, please join my prayer too, as or others, as I understand, the internet is slow. Let we pray together. Dear Heavenly Parents, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, we are so happy to meet you alive here. As you gathered us around the globe, I really want to thank you very much. You are our Heavenly Father and Mother, and you bless us to meet here concretely, these people, as representative of humanity, all 8 billion, to pray for peace 2027, to build the kingdom by 2027, and the world of peace by 2027, in every corner of the world, as you bless this world already with the Messiah's coming, and they already built Heavenly Kingdom, and they start this era of direct presence of God without any trace of sin, as we read in the course today. Please lead this great culture, great resurrection to the world, that everyone, all 8 billion plus people, receive this resurrection. We see how much are suffering our brothers and sisters, and you ask in the scriptures to pray for the sick, and we see how much brothers and sisters are suffering, dear Heavenly Parent, all of them, from simple people to presidents, all of them are invited to join hands with the Messiah coming and build substantial peace in their family, community, country, the world, as model already is done. Dear Heavenly Parent, there is substantialization of the Heavenly Kingdom every day, every hour, every second, when we join this with global prayer chain, this great Chongqing One prayers, and with our prayers additional to support and witness about God, about Messiah. Heavenly Parent, I came here to pray for all brothers and sisters, all 8 billions, for their wisdom, that all humanity could be a real Homo sapiens, a really smart people that could understand how the evil spiritual world influenced them to fight. And they push it very hard. You see in the news how hard is pushed, even those in power with the weapons are pushed all of power to fight. So, dear Heavenly Parent, people dump use it as their own ideas. Heavenly Parent, please lead us to liberate all of this wrong, evil energy that is influencing the world. We see it everywhere in the media, also in the conflicts there. Dear Heavenly Parent, we see how much in the last days they are really dumb fighting with brothers and killing each other. Dear Heavenly Parent, they are brothers, and they supposed to love each other, live in real substantial happiness. And thus we pray for peace in Eastern Europe, and peace in the Middle East, and everywhere on the planet. And most important, that every human being, all 8 billions, receive this as in the Pentecost, Christians receive the Holy Spirit. All humankind now could receive the only begotten daughter, the substantiation of the Holy Spirit, right now on earth, living with us and breathing the same air. And they bring this substantial, greatest salvation to all humanity. All could be healed. All could be live in happiness. Everyone wish to live in peace, as Messiah said, and now is possible. Just receive Messiah's coming. Dear Heavenly Parent, as we pray for all 8 billion plus people on the earth, I pray with all my might for my brothers and sisters who join Guru Eric, Manuel Mook, Dr. Emmanuel, Alpha Omar Diabo in Africa, and I'm in Europe with Juliana Jan, and all others who join, watch this video, who share this video, who really understand this and receive this salvation and resurrection, global resurrection. Dear Heavenly Parent, I came to bring this prayer. Please protect us as we invest all our heart to the world for its salvation, blessing, and healing. We pray, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, here I am, you son, Nikolai, and not alone. I'm with my brothers and sisters. You You bless us around the globe and let's unite together and do every day, every hour, second, even more. I pray for all brand sisters who 952nd meetings row, they came here every day to pray. There was priests, bishops, archbishops, cardinals, even the Pope, and all religious leaders, and all political leaders, and all billionaires. All we pray for all of them because God bless them with power and money and those in media channels just with one concrete mission to save the world, to unite the Messiah and coming to save the world and build substantial peace by 2027. Dear Heavenly Parent, please lead us to not be dumb. Use this evil tools of wars that is pushing so much the world, but be smart, give us wisdom to be smart, to not fight in our life, in our family, community, country, the world, and even the spiritual world, but unite in real substantial peace. All of these spirits that was stopping us and stucking us to developing, let them go to the Shonshin One seminar in the spiritual world, 100 seminar days to restore of the spirits, 100 day seminar of divine principles. Dear Heavenly Parent, all of them want salvation and blessing, and let them receive. And they came to their also good ideas, just good ideas, absolute goodness, as they became absolute good spirits. Dear Heavenly Parent, I really pray with all my heart, please bless everyone in this meeting, everyone who watched this video, and who shared this video, this great news, as in Jesus' time, greatest news, start 2,000 years ago, it never get down, it get more and more. Billions of people are searching daily these words from the Holy Scriptures, and let them do it, let them receive revelation and resurrection and in visions and dreams as Messiah is coming, as and the Bible you prophesy to us to that in the last days will be visions and dreams, and let these dreams came to our presidents in every country, world 200 countries, wisdom and visions of peace. Dear Heavenly Parent, please receive this short report, lead us to receive your blessing fully, to raise substantial funds to build your kingdom. Thy will be done. Let me meet those people prepared by you as John the Baptist and one levels and build substantial kingdom and ideal community. Please receive the short report. I pray in my name is Nikolai Kerpalas and plus family. Adieu. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. Thank you very much, Dr. Emmanuel and all others who join. Eric, pray for you. Meet you tomorrow, same time, same place.